Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Transport bosses are expected to be grilled at an Eireachtas committee tomorrow over what some are describing as a late-night transport crisis. Thousands of taxi drivers have left the industry since the onset of the pandemic, leaving revellers complaining of long waits and indeed rogue practices in their bids to get home. The lead opposition transport spokesperson has accused Minister Eamon Ryan of being oblivious to the crisis, which is most acute in Dublin. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has more, and he joins me now. And you had difficulty yourself over the weekend, Barry.
Yeah, you could say that, Cormac. Harcourt Street and Camden Street resembling the zombie apocalypse, getting a taxi like an Olympic sport. Punters flocking and stumbling out into the street, creating this mad scramble for a taxi home. Arms outstretched, competing, groups competing against each other for any sign, any faint hope of that mad magic yellow light. Of course, Nightlink services operating as well, but large queues for them as well, and waits of up to an hour for some revellers to get a taxi home from the city after that busy bank holiday weekend in Dublin. Others throwing in the towel, walking home, and people as well complaining that taxi drivers refused to take them to certain locations if they deemed the journey too short. The National Transport Authority has said this practice is illegal. Others only accepting cash or looking to take the taxi fare off meter. And obviously, this not just this weekend, it has been a problem since the large scale reopening of nightlife, prompting safety concerns, and not just confined to Dublin as well. Grand Parade in Cork, often said to resemble a war zone, people congregating in Eyre Square, other towns as well, issues with taxi due to a mass exodus from the industry. But public affairs correspondent with the Irish Independent, Amy Malloy, she's been delving a little deeper into this issue in recent days, but first she told me of her own recent experience.
Every time trying to find a taxi has proved an impossible task. Now, the most recent experience was actually after the Ed Sheeran concert, you know, 80,000 people in Crow Park. Dublin is back, is thriving and busier than ever. So naturally, you kind of assume getting a taxi is going to be difficult, but not to the point where you're walking around the city centre for an hour at night time trying to flag down a taxi. Tried to use the Free Now app, like no taxis were showing up. We were staying in Drumcondra that night, so we decided to try to just kind of walk in that direction to try to get a taxi. There was none with lights on. We were putting her hand out, we were trying to flag down any car we saw, and eventually after an hour of kind of walking back towards the Drumcondra direction, a taxi did eventually stop. He asked us where we were going. He pulled down the window, asked where we were going, and we said Drumcondra, which probably would have been about 10-15 minutes in a car from where we were, and he just pulled up his window and drove off. There's obviously kind of people who are younger than me or young girls who are being left in that same position and they're by themselves. I put up a tweet about it the next day, and the reaction was quite something. People replying saying they've also had taxi drivers refuse to take them if they're going to a certain part of town. They've had taxi drivers, you know, say, oh, I'll bring you to this location for €50, and like ask them if they could turn off the meter. And it just seems that, you know, after a certain time at night in Dublin now, there just seems to be a lot of kind of rogue practices being deployed.
When you were writing about it as well, particular for hospitality staff and young female hospitality staff, sometimes there might be an issue of having to sleep where you work because of the difficulties and the complexities in getting a taxi home.
Yeah, one lady got in touch and said that her sister actually slept in a restaurant where she works because she just couldn't get a taxi home. It just really does seem like it's the Wild West at night time, and it's taking the good out of your night because you're going out, but the stress of trying to get home is just undoing it all, you know. I spoke to some students who had been attending the Trinity Ball recently, and they were speaking about being, you know, stuck on the street afterwards for 2 hours. And you know, you speak to parents as well, and they're not really feeling comfortable letting their children go out in Dublin at night time now because they're just worried about them not getting home. You're having a lot of people, parents, who are kind of just staying up now and offering to come in and collect their kids because they just know it's not guaranteed that they're going to be able to get a taxi.
And that's Amy Malloy, collect their kids because they fear for their safety. It's not really safe to be especially if you're on your own on a city street late at night trying to get home. But what about taxi companies and drivers, Barry? What are they saying about
it? Well, the Department of Transport officially points to a 9% decline in the number of taxi drivers on the road since 2019, while it said a further 3,000 licences are currently inactive. Taxi companies, Free Now, the app, its managing director has pointed to a 30% drop in the taxi driver fleet since the onset of coronavirus, while also revealing how there were 30,000 requests for a taxi within 1 hour following the conclusion of the Ed Sheeran concerts last weekend in Croke Park. But this not a Dublin issue. Taxi drivers not just leaving in the capital. I've been speaking to Galway City Councillor and the managing director of Big O Taxis, Frank Fahey.
With COVID, a lot of our drivers have retired. Guys were in their late 60s, early 70s, out of the business. There are virtually no young people coming into the business because of the cost of insurance, particularly the fuel costs. Last year, I could fill my tank for €70. It's now costing me €120 and €125. There's a massive cost involved in fuel, maintenance, repayments on cars. There's a huge cost involved that your public doesn't see. A lot of people that got out of it have retired. No young people coming into it. A lot of the young people that were in it in the 30s, 40s and 50s during COVID, because there was no income, they've gone into other jobs, gone into factories and that. And there's a huge, right across the board, it's not just the taxi industry, there's a huge staff shortage. We currently have 130 cars working for us in the city. We need another 30, struggling to get cars to work. Young people are not prepared to work the antisocial, the unsocial hours, 4, 5, 6 in the morning, and when it's busy.
The issue of safety and fare evasion is also stopping drivers coming out at night.
If somebody doesn't pay you a taxi fare, there's an issue with availability of An Garda Síochána to deal with it. And it's another hour wasted. You know, it can take 2-3 years to get it from court if it is processed to go to court. And in the meantime, you've lost an hour, usually at the busiest hour of the night. And I've been in the business for 30 plus years, and it has been an issue, a constant issue.
Given the scenes you're witnessing in Eyre Square at night time, and given the reports from other cities as well, such as Dublin and Cork too, do you think the industry is at a crisis point?
It is heading in that direction. Young, you know, I speak to young people, I'm encouraging, trying to get young people to do the PSV licence. There's a cost involved in doing the test, and they're coming back failing it 2, 3 and 4 times. How many times do you do a test and fail it and say, throw your hat in? You know, you're working for nothing. It isn't that lucrative a business as anyone who's been in the business. You know, if you're prepared to work 60, 80, 100 hours a week and work 24/7, work at night, late into the night, yes, you will make money, but you pay a price, a personal price, family price.
And that's Frank Fahey in Galway. Politically, what's happening in this, Barry? There is an Oireachtas Transport Committee hearing tomorrow. Taxi's likely to be well versed in this.
Yeah, bosses from the National Transport Authority and Dublin Bus before that committee tomorrow to discuss the transport strategy for the Greater Dublin region. And members of the committee telling me this afternoon that they will raise the issues around taxi shortages and late night transport with those representatives, especially after events of the weekend. The Labour transport spokesperson, Duncan Smith, he told me he's to raise issues with regards late night bus services, how they should be more in line and as frequent as other European cities, while the Sinn Féin transport spokesperson, Darren O'Rourke, here's what he's going to do.
It's in a vulnerable state post-COVID, and with the increasing cost of fuels and running costs, and we know from figures provided by the Minister and the NTA that in the region of more than 2,000 taxi drivers have left the industry post-COVID. It's clear from many reports from around the country that there is a shortage when they're needed.
What could the Minister, Eamon Ryan, do on this issue for you? You've been questioning him in the Dáil. What are you looking for him to do to address the crisis?
Well, first of all, the Minister needs to acknowledge that there is significant constraints within the sector. He needs to acknowledge the concerns that have been raised by taxi drivers repeatedly in recent years, including during the COVID pandemic, when on two occasions taxi drivers took to the streets calling for recognition in the first instance, but also simple measures, for example, like the the 10-year rule, which was brought in and means that many taxi drivers will be forced to renew their vehicles, despite the fact that they were off the road for up to 2 years. That's something the minister needs to look at, to meet taxi drivers halfway, to encourage taxi drivers back into the industry and or encourage new taxi drivers into the industry.
I'm sure the minister would argue different, but the inference from talking to you here is that you feel the minister is somewhat blind to these issues.
It isn't just me, and that's exactly what I'm saying. We have repeatedly raised the issue of the need to recognise the importance of the taxi industry. It should be available for when people need it. We're getting the information that there is a shortage, that there are long waits for people to access to get taxis, and they can't get them when they need them. That, to me, says there's a problem within the system. And in fairness to taxi drivers, they have been putting their hand up repeatedly, calling for the opportunity to engage with the minister, to engage with the NTA, to have those issues addressed. The minister so very often gives the indication that all is in order, all is well. That patently isn't the case.
That's Darren O'Rourke of Sinn Féin. What about the Transport Authority, the minister here, Barry?
The NTA points to an increase in the number of 24/7 transport options available in Dublin in particular, while a spokesperson for the minister says the current fare review will incentivise drivers to work at night, and also points to a number of consultations with taxi representatives over the past few months.